Lesson 28. What did you have for breakfast? A parents' organization to protect children's health appealed to a Senate committee to outlaw television commercials that promote the purchase of sugary products. Too much advertising urges the young child to eat caramels, chocolates, cookies, and pastries. This results in poor eating habits and leaves youngsters undernourished, and subject to rapid tooth decay and other diseases. To illustrate, the extent of the problem, a recent survey of one typical day of CBS's Channel 7 in Boston between 7 a.m. and 2 a.m. disclosed 67 commercials for sweet-tasting products. Several witnesses said that many children's commercials contain more than 50% sugar. The children often force their parents to buy the cereals, and that excessive use of sugar from cereals, soft drinks, and snack foods is a national disaster. Dr. John Meyer, professor of nutrition at Harvard University, recommended censoring the culprits in advertising for juvenile viewers, recognizing the powerful opponents in the food industry who will resist control. Dr. Meyer said that no feeble efforts will do. Sugar-coated nothings, he added, must cease to be the standard diet of the American child. Other witnesses pointed out that many cereal boxes as bait for children used offers for dolls, balloons, airplane or car models, magic kits, monster cutouts, and similar trifles. But the cereal inside the box, they insisted, had no more food value than the container it came in.